Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Fast and Fast, 92.3. Dan, what do you got? Sorry.
Never mind.
Oh, that's what you were trying to do. I see what you're trying to say. I missed the cue. You know why? Because I don't have my play sheet on my wrist today. That's why I missed what you're trying
it
to
fell
say.
Out in the
card fell out.
If yeah. The card fell out in the parking lot.
How does that happen? How does that happen?
Velcro ain't what it used to be, Andy.
No, listen. It's totally what it is. It's way better than it used to be. With smoke coming out.
Glad that came in use for something.
I'm so excited when we just turn this show into a 1910s radio murder. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, man, that would be fun.
It's going to be fantastic. We'll have all the sound effects. It'll be a good time. It'll be like Knives Out, except on the radio. Ah! Ah!
What does that sound like? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
It would be fun to have somebody come in, like an old-time engineer. Was it an engineer or producer that would play the sound effects? Be the sound engineer, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be like, at least I'd think so.
Yeah, I think. Could you imagine that was a gig at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you do for a living? I play sound effects on a radio show.
Well, they do the same thing for the silent movies as well. You'd have somebody who was behind the curtain who would make all the sound effects and play piano through it and all that stuff.
Man, you'd really have
Foley
to know
artists,
the movie.
That's what they're called.
What is it called?
Foley artists.
That's what a Foley artist is. I did not know that. All right, I'm smarter.
Yeah.
That's it. Show's over. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Thanks. We talked to Scott Petrak just a few moments ago. We're going to talk to you in a second. Phone lines are packed, so hang tight. 216-474-0092. Jeff, I thought Scott had made an interesting point about going into next year with a head coach who's on the hot seat and then talking about Romeo Crennel. Like, I don't know that does this organization or anybody any good. Like, if you...
Yeah, we brought that up last week.
Yeah, rather than having Kevin come into the season next year, on the hot seat, I would just rather move forward. It's nothing against Kevin. And I know everyone else has something against Kevin, but for me, it's like if you're
going to bring him back, let him coach.
You better be 100%.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm down with that. Vasco is in Beechwood. Hi, Vasco.
Yo, you guys. If Stan's got to go, Barry's got to go. I wish Haslam could go with him, but the reason that I feel like that is because at least Stan's got two coaches of the years on his resume since he's been here. And a part of the reason that he got those coaches of the year is because he was doing more with less than any other coach that was a candidate for the award. And I just want to get your guys' comments on that.
Vasco, I'm fans. Is that what you call him? Stefanski?
Stan. Yeah, I call him Stan.
Stan, okay. You got to let everybody else in on the joke, because otherwise we got to figure out what you're talking about. But otherwise, I hear what you're saying. Thank you for the phone call.
I thought I was getting fired, which I'd agree with.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I'm tired of hearing me say this, so I know what everybody else is.
Oh, good. Say it.
I think Kevin can coach. I think if he is let go here, he'll go somewhere else and he'll do a good job. And coaches don't survive three wins followed by three, four, or five wins. That doesn't happen. Mm. Unless this job has circumstances that will be made aware of if he survives. Personally, I hope he does. That said, I don't think they've done a very good job coaching what's here. The defense has been good. The offense has been god-awful.
If you were thinking about Schwartz as a head coach, what have the last 2 weeks done for you? Anything?
I don't know that you were thinking of Jim Schwartz as a head coach. I know. He's been mentioned a lot, and I think Jim's a fine football coach. Your defense, your team. Your team's given up 31 points in the last 2 weeks. I would think that Jim is not going to be promoted if, in fact, they decide to move on from Kevin. I do certainly think that if he wants it, he should have an interview for the job and should seriously be considered. Jim fits into those category, Andy, of been there before, did okay, not great by any stretch. He got let go after 5 years in Detroit. But is the guy better the second time around? Sometimes, you know. And Jim has stepped away from the game a little bit when he went to Tennessee.
Yep.
And he's a good football coach. If he wanted the gig, you should certainly listen to him, and you should interview him. I'd be surprised if he got it.
Especially the second time around. Nate is in West Salem. Hi, Nate. How are you?
Hey, Nate.
Nate? Nate, thanks for playing. Appreciate it. Carl is in Lorain. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Carl.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. What's going on, man?
All right. This is something we always talk about, why we're not doing so well. I think that we overlook the actual impact of what the Watson deal did to us. Not only the $70 million cap hit, which would be, what, three starters, but the three first-round draft picks. We're playing six, seven starters short.
I can't disagree with you. We've mentioned that a lot, Carl.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get it that we talk about it, but I mean, there seven starters short. How are we even, like, there's no, I don't think that there we had a chance. Right. I don't think so until we get out from under this contract, we have a chance.
So that translates to what for the coaching staff in the front office?
they're fighting with one of their hands tied behind their back.
So should they be back?
I think that whoever decided to bring Watson in needs to be held accountable, and I know the owner had a part to do with that.
Didn't he already swing and a miss? Didn't he already take his accountability on this? And by leaving these guys in place all season, it does feel that way. Yep.
Oh yeah, I'm over Stefanski. Like, you know, the play calls. Even, you know, a couple years ago when we were playing good ball, you know, a lot of that was on Chubb's shoulders, you know, and we ran the ball and but it was all simple. We weren't doing nothing spectacular. We just, you know, we can move the ball. But ever since the Watson thing happened, until that contract is off of us, we're not going to be a good football team.
All right. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it. A lot of people, a lot of different opinions today, Jeff.
That was Carl.
Oh, Carl. Sorry. What did I say, Will?
This would be Will.
This is Will in Brunswick. Sorry about that. Hi, Will.
Greatest show on earth, you guys, just so you know.
Thank you. And Ringling Brothers, man, we fight it out every year.
I mean, you know what's crazy? That circus is in Berea right now, so I don't know. They're becoming a top show. So
I was going to call for the rim shot. Thanks.
So just three quick things. So, like, I think I was not a Shador fan, and it's grown on me, like, his poise. And I'll tell you what really kind of made me really like him is the way he's handling, you know, the media asking questions about his coach and his other players. Like, that's veteran type leadership that he's getting right there.
Hasn't thrown anybody under the bus, has he, Will?
No, and I'm just like pretty amazed. Like, I love that, and he's made me a fan just from that and how he can stand in the pocket. But Stefanski, 6-25. Every time that he's been successful, let's say, good offensive line coach, got rid of him. What happened? We start getting bad. Same with offensive coordinator. He was good, got rid of him. I mean, I think that Schwartz should get a chance because he's run great defense 2 years in a row, Super Bowl caliber type defense. And then lastly, I can't stand the Buckeyes, but is it possible to trade up and get the three top players in the draft, the wide receiver, the O-line, and the defensive back from Ohio State with all the picks we have? That's it. Love your show, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, that was awesome.
That'd be a lot to try and
there's nothing better than hearing someone say, I hate the Buckeyes, and say, oh, can you get me Caleb Downs, please? Oh, happy. Happy to get that for you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It'd be a lot. Then again, they're going to have a high pick. You know, if you want to trade down
they're
a little bit.
They're sitting four today. What, 4 and 28, I think, are the two picks ever.
You want to trade down a little bit and accumulate another first-rounder? If you're not going after a quarterback, Andy, in mm-hmm. this draft, it's not a bad way to go. You drop down from four. I don't know.
Yeah, according to Tankathon, we're 4 and 28 right now. Man, did that pick, that 28th, that Jacksonville pick just went.
Those darn Jaguars.
Five touchdowns from Trevor yesterday. He looked good.
And he ran for one.
He looked good.
He looked really good. Liam Cohen doing a nice job there.
Watch them win the Super Bowl and it'll be the 32nd pick.
Hey. Teams always trade up for that pick because they want the fifth-year option if there's a quarterback they like. Mm. And they know he's not going to make you very far in the second round. I mean, that's a pretty valuable pick to have. That one gets traded a good amount.
Yep. You know, we could have 1, 32, and then 33 then, right?
Yeah, it's on the table.
I mean,
sad. Guys, I love Caleb Downs as much as the next person, but.
My team word. Doesn't need a safety.
I know. That's the problem. You need to throw so many bodies at this offense.
Dana, wouldn't you be, I know you, wouldn't you be giddy if they drafted two offensive linemen?
Be over the moon.
Yeah. See, that's.
But the problem with doing that.
No, we've got to get a wide receiver, guys.
Well, Andy, yes. But you've got to get wide receivers and you have to get offensive linemen. What are you going to do? If you give a quarterback time. If you give Shadur a little more time in the pocket, because he has a tendency to hold on to the ball. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, give him the time to hold on to the ball. He's going to be better. The wide receivers are going to be better. I think the key is rebuilding that offensive line. And then you might want to do that in free agency. I don't know.
I don't know how much cash you're going to have.
I know. That's the point.
That's the bummer.
But you must tweak, update, upgrade this offensive line. And you've got to get another pass catcher or two. You really do. I mean, come on.
When it comes to O-line, I've always had the thought of just throw bodies at the problem. Like, just throw more bodies.
They've done that, and that hasn't worked.
Kind of, sort of, but they haven't been high-regarded bodies, you know?
Well, but see, you said bodies.
Right.
Now they're throwing highly-regarded, not...
Right, but like, KT Leviston is a project. And we're watching the project every single week, knowing that it needs another year or so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No. Cam Robinson was.
They had to put a Band-Aid on that when DeJuan went down.
That's not even. I can't even call that a Band-Aid. I mean,
yesterday.
And that's healing a gunshot wound with gauze, Jeff. That's what that was.
I'm not defending it. I'm just telling you. Cam Robinson, by the way, the most highly traded what, number two overall pick in the anyhow.
If you want to feel sick, see how much money he's made in his career.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
This was they had Cornelius Lucas on the field yesterday early because of the terrible field position down by the goal line.
Yep.
Yesterday, your offensive line was Cam Robinson, Joel Bitonio, Luke Whippler, Tevin Jenkins, who apparently was beat up during the week.
Yeah.
Joel mentioned that during his post game. He said that Tevin was able to gut it out as long as he did was really impressive.
Wow.
And then Leviston. I mean, how many of these guys were you counting on to be offensive linemen this year? One?
One.
One.
I wonder if the Browns move up to two or three, I wonder if the Rams would want to make a deal. Because the Rams right now are sitting at, they've got the Falcons pick at 10.
Oh, do they ever?
Yeah, and then they've got their pick at 31.
And the talk is that they might draft their quarterback in the future, thinking that Matthew Stafford might play for another two or three years.
Yeah, and then, you know, you take a guy.
The drama we're going to have, Andy.
Would you do that? Give them Mendoza? It depends on, you'd have to be about one, though. No, one or two.
They wouldn't take Fernando Mendoza. They'll take somebody else.
You don't think they would? You think they would take somebody?
I don't think the Rams would get to number one. Anyway.
Well, the Browns would have to get to number one.
I know, but I don't think the Rams would trade up to number one.
Man, we just
Matthew,
need to,
Matthew Stafford's going to win the MVP.
Yeah,
if not, be in the finals of the voting. He's been great.
All right, more of your phone calls, more of a Browns Therapy Monday. Tyvis Powell at noon. Baskin and Phelps 92.3 The Fan 216-474-0092.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.